And for the final time, the CBS college basketball music can only mean one thing. Either the men's or women's tournament is on, or you're listening to Sterling High School Radio's March Mayhem of Music Tournament. The 8th annual is now complete. It's all done. Rob Strauss joined by Maddie Hogle and Kara Shapley in the studio. Ladies, good morning. How we doing?
Good morning.
Hello.
Everybody have a good spring break?
I work 36 hours for fun.
So did I.
Just for fun.
Just for fun?
Yeah.
You didn't get paid for it?
No, I did.
Oh, I mean, that's
charity work.
Charity work.
We
also have our friends at home. Hello, friends, who are all at home. And then nobody's going to... Wiggles? Nothing?
Hello.
Let me turn you guys up here. There you go. Now I got you guys. Welcome aboard, everybody at home. I'm happy-ish. Happy-ish. Tournament is now officially complete. I didn't think that we'd get this far, to be completely honest with you. I'm glad that we did. The tournament was awesome. And I'm glad you guys... Hopefully you guys had a good time. Maddie, you were in charge of the halftime show. Oh, yeah, you were Family Affairs.
Yeah.
Family Affairs region. You had Jackson 5 in the coming out of your region. How do you feel your region went?
I feel like I became more attached to the artists who did not advance, like Van Halen and Radiohead and Oasis. But I wish Joe Bros would have came out and strong in the end. But
yeah, awesome. Joe Bros, I thought was going to be a little bit stronger.
Yeah, I was like, oh, it's popular vote, Joe Bros, first seed. Nope.
And I don't know how we all overlooked
Michael Jackson
versus the Jackson 5 in the final first of two Final Four matchups. It was really, really interesting to kind of go through that, and it was fun. But at the same time, we have breaking news. Speaking of Michael Jackson, breaking news. If I had a breaking news sounder, I would totally use it right now, but I don't. And that's one of the things that I have to get is a breaking news like sounder. That was bad.
Thunder.
Was that rain?
It was rain. That really wasn't what I was looking for.
Do you not have a buzzer or anything?
I do have a buzzer, actually.
Why don't you do that? There you go.
Yeah, that's the buzzer that I have.
That's
so
Peter.
Here's my breaking news. Okay. Breaking news into the studio. Michael Jackson is officially retired from the tournament.
Pop it up.
No more Michael Jackson in the tournament. He's just too good. He's too good.
I'm just upset that he got, he got the short end of the stick at the end.
Wiggles, your thoughts on
this. He's too good then. He should have won.
Yeah, I would like to formally apologize for harassing John Hallwood on Twitter about Michael Jackson. For the record,
John, I was on your side the entire
time.
Yeah,
you bashed me about that. About
on Twitter.
Picking a side there.
Well, here's the thing. We got a lot of votes over the spring break and the way that the tournament worked out this year. Actually worked out kind of nice in that we had the final show on the last day of school before spring break, which meant that the results came out the first day of spring break. And so 155 people voted, which was good. That was probably, I think, the most that we had throughout the entire tournament. And obviously the numbers were down this year a lot because of not all the students being in school on a consistent basis and things like that. It's been kind of a weird year. But that being said, the person who cast 155th vote is the one that determined who won and who lost.
Voted wrong.
There's definitely none of my burner accounts.
But how many burner accounts? I literally logged one of my mom's Twitter just to vote for Michael Jackson. And she still doesn't know, so sorry, Michelle.
Yeah, sorry about that, Michelle. So whoever cast that last vote was the swing vote, as it were. So 50.3% of the vote went to Harry Styles. So congratulations to Harry Styles, coming from the British Invasion region, headed up by Michelle. Michelle came up with that whole idea. Michelle, did you think that Harry Styles was going to come out and win this entire tournament?
I mean, I was talking to my team, and we were, like, in the beginning, we were discussing, like, what band to put on, and they said, oh, put Harry Styles, and then everyone's like, I think he's gonna win, so I believed he was gonna win, like, all of it.
Smart move. And I didn't, I think that Harry, the popularity of Harry Styles, it was a nice mix to have him in the fold this year. And I think the tournament, with the exception of the Michael Jackson Jackson 5 debacle, was a really, really unique tournament. With the British Invasion region, obviously Harry Styles winning that and going on to be the 2021 champion. The Latin Flair division, headed up by Mike Carney, and who else was with Mike on that one?
Eric.
And Eric. Eric did a great job. Both of you guys did a great job with that and bringing another unique region to our tournament. And that's one of the things that I love about this tournament is that you guys come up with all of the, not only the genres, but also the artists, too. And we'll talk to Mike in a few minutes, or even Eric, if you want to speak on how you guys came up with your artists. That would be, it would be cool to hear from you guys as well. If he's there. Maybe he's not there. Eric MIA for right now. Well, we'll talk to Mike in a few minutes. Or Eric, you there? You alive?
Yeah, so we had a couple, like our roster for the Latin region. We knew some big artists like Bad Bunny, some like even like old Latin artists like Shakira, and some upcoming artists like J Balvin and Karol G. We knew coming into like this new region and everything that we didn't know, like I knew that Bad Bunny wasn't gonna win it all, but I definitely knew he had a chance for our region, but unfortunately it was like a downplay. He didn't end up winning like our region, but that's okay, you know.
Yeah, got snuck up there in the final with Bad Bunny against Shakira. Bad Bunny against Shakira, and Shakira took down Bad Bunny. And I didn't know if Shakira was, I didn't think Shakira was that strong to win that whole thing. I thought with the popularity of Bad Bunny, and didn't he win it? He won a Grammy, I believe. Did he not? He won something.
He did win a Grammy. I think he won Best Latin Pop Album, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, so I thought that with that kind of recent popularity that would be propel him to at least the Final Four. Now, if it had been Bad Bunny against Harry Styles, I think, I still think Harry would have won it anyway. I don't know. You guys are the experts on this, but I'm just the guy that facilitates it. This is the first show that I've hosted all year.
Clap it up.
Big snaps for that. Love it. Love it. Kara, you guys had the halftime show region, and which was pretty unique because I think at the time that we made this, it was around, or we're talking about this, it was around Super Bowl or post-Super Bowl time, right?
Yeah.
Why halftime show?
Actually, John came up with it, and I was like, wait, that's actually, like, a really good idea. I'm going to hop on that one because there's so many artists, and it was really hard to pick and choose because everybody's music taste is different, and you want to appeal to everybody as much as you can. So we tried doing that, but other than that, it actually did really work out because we were in the final two.
So your eight artists that you guys chose, and these are all artists that performed in the Super Bowl halftime. You had Michael Jackson, Bruno Mars, Bruce Springsteen, Katy Perry, Justin Timberlake, Maroon 5, Prince, and Britney Spears, all of which have been in the tournament before. Obviously, Michael Jackson winning back in 2016, and he made it to the finals this year before losing to Harry Styles. He has officially been retired, if you're just joining us. So we're going to retire. Maybe he comes back for a
surprise show.
Like a tournament of champions.
Final four of losers.
Like if we did a tournament of champions, it would be a pretty good.
I hope Michael Jackson wins that one.
I hope not.
I hope so.
Low key, I was hope. I don't know a lot of Harry Styles. We're gonna hear from Harry Styles, and when we take a break here in a second, but I was kind of hoping that Michael Jackson did not repeat. Mm-mm. Because I did not want a repeat winner.
We were literally talking about having an upset in the tournament. We were like, oh, there hasn't been any upsets, but there was an upset between Michael Jackson and Harry Styles. And there was the upset of the tournament.
Shakira was a 6th seed and made it to the Final Four. Harry Styles, a number 1 seed. Jackson 5
were a 2 seed and Michael Jackson the number 1 seed. So, I mean, there are a couple of small upsets here and there, but none that were really like mind-blowingly like, oh my God, I can't believe that that just happened. Enrique Iglesias over Daddy Yankee, maybe, in that Latin Flair division. But other than that, Shakira was a 6, and that's she was the lowest seed to get the furthest. And so what we'll do, we'll get off to a quick break. We're going to break down the tournament a little bit more. We're actually going to get in our next segment going to figure out a little bit about what could potentially be up for next year's show. So we'll hear from our winner right now, Harry Styles from the British Invasion region, the 2021 champion of the March Mayhem of Music right here on Sterling High School Radio. Annual March Mayhem Music Breakdown Show coming at you live from the comfy confines of room 402. In the studio, Maddie Hogle, Kara Shapley, myself, Rob Strauss. And we're breaking down the 8th Annual March Mayhem Music. You just heard Harry Styles, the winner of the 8th Annual March Mayhem of Music, went up against Michael Jackson, who has since been retired from the tournament for an extended period of time. That will be named later. We're not quite sure how long that's going to happen, but he's got to go away for a little while. He's too good. Sorry. Not sorry. But whatever. We were talking over the... during Harry Styles about your Jackson... the decision to put Jackson 5 in, and they weren't all... like, were almost not a thing.
Yeah, for the most part. I mean, I didn't find out until recently that Jaden is some kind of Michael Jackson obsessor. Sorry, Jaden. But before, originally, we were talking about putting R5 in, which is a Ross Lynch family band from Disney, and we thought that would get more popularity. And then we're like, you know what, we'll just throw Jackson 5 in. We originally only had like 10 bands to begin with. We couldn't find any sibling bands, so Jackson 5 kind of just made the line there.
And I can't believe that we didn't... we all missed it.
Yeah.
All 12 of us missed that you could potentially have a Michael Jackson, Jackson 5 Final Four.
They were our second seed, but, like, honestly, they were, to me, more of, like, a lower seed. I never saw them getting past, like, the first matchup. Who did they go up against first?
So the Jackson 5...
Kings of Leon.
...went up against Kings of Leon. That was a 2-7 matchup. And then they had AC/DC in the second round. And then they had the Jonas Brothers... in the regional final.
I thought AC/DC would have taken them out even before.
No chance.
I just thought popularity-wise, I didn't think people... I feel like people only really know two songs by Jackson 5.
I would agree with that, but I don't think Jackson... I just think by name alone, I think more of the student population would vote for Jackson 5 over AC/DC. That's just my that's kind of my mode of thinking. As we shift gears into next year, we learned a lot from this tournament. We learned what to do. We learned what not to do. I don't want you guys to reflect as much on your first show, even though we could go back and listen to that. You can listen to all these episodes, as Kara's shaking her head. You can listen to all your episodes on Sterling's website. Just go under multimedia, and you'll find Sterling High School Radio. Just click on podcast, and you can check out any one of the broadcasts, including this one, which will be up there about 20 minutes after this show concludes. And you can check out any of the shows that you may have missed. But looking ahead to next year, what artists would you guys... we'll start with some of the people at home. What genres or regions would you like to see? Because this is the first time that we've gotten through this tournament for everybody in this class, even though it's a combined Radio 2 and 3 class.
Well, I think I have an idea.
Do it.
So, like, region, bands that began, that like, began with the letter B, like Beatles, Bob Marley, Bruno Mars, you know, Billy Joel.
Ooh, I like that. Like, our artists that begin with a particular letter, I could live with that. I could see that happening. You throw the Beatles in, and that's a number one seed right there, in and of itself. I mean, you would have to think that the Beatles would go pretty far. I don't know how much it holds. Carrie, you're shaking your head.
They didn't even beat Queen. How would they be a number one seed if they didn't beat Queen?
It's a good point. But you're going up against Queen.
Okay, and the Beatles would be going up against who?
Billy Joel.
No way that they would win.
Okay, but in your opinion or the school opinion?
My opinion. My opinion matters to everybody, thank you.
Yes. Kara's very opinionated.
Does it really?
Everybody has an opinion, like everyone has a belly button.
That's right. Johnny Wiggles, who is at joining us from home today. Johnny Wiggles, what region would you like to see next year? Even though you may or may not be enrolled in the class, you will be merely a participant on Twitter. What region would you like to see?
I wouldn't mind going with something a little bit difficult, honestly. Something with a little bit of challenge, something a little bit hard to find, maybe. I know sometimes with these big bands and all, like, people really look at sometimes names. I wouldn't mind seeing, like, something with just vowels in their band's name. That's going to be...
Every band's name has vowels.
Well, I know, but what I mean was, like, the start of a vowel. Like,
So kind of like piggyback off of what Michelle said, sticking with the alphabet theme and just sticking with the vowels.
Sticking to the alphabet, yeah.
So like Aerosmith.
Yeah.
AC/DC.
Like that.
The Eagles. No. Trying to get INXS. You guys don't know who INXS is? 80s band.
Oh wait, yes I do. AJR. Is it that one?
AJR. Another good one. Good one.
Who listens to AJR though? Like
that, it's a lot difficult to find some of these ones that start with a vowel.
Just bands,
kind of in a way still, I would say probably popular, but you might also find some new ones that people might enjoy too, if they tune into the show.
I like it. I kind of dig that. Anybody else at home who would like to let's hear from Rid. Rid did a great job hosting the show, even though all of her region members were at home, did a great job hosting the show all by herself. So congratulations, Rid. Rid, if you are a Radio 3 member, in which you are, what region would you like to see for next year?
I don't know. I've seen a lot going on. I think the group that we have now with 2 and 3, they're like really smart people. I think we've come up with so much, you know what I mean? So I think I like to see more than a Latin division. I like to see like different kind of divisions like that. Like imagine if we had like a jazz division.
your dog agrees, so that's good.
But I think with everything that we came up with this year, I think next year is really going to come off the top because we're going to come up with way more, and that's truly exciting. We have a ton of brilliant people. I agree.
And I don't know who came up with this idea, and we were talking about this last week when the final show was going on, or 2 weeks ago, rather. Somebody came up with the idea of having a region that is where we pick 8 teachers, and each one of those 8 teachers picks a band.
I know who Miss DeMarco's picking.
I know who Miss DeMarco's picking as well. Smashing Pumpkins would be in there, just kind of like Oasis was for Mr. Goffredo. So,
you know, about to mention that.
I really think that would be a really cool division if we had a faculty division where they pick their favorite artist, and then they can carry that artist with them all the way to the final four, which I think would be kind of cool. Anybody else from? We'll go Maddie. Because you're right in front of me.
I had the, I just kind of sparked the like alum bracket. Like right now, I'm looking at Brielle Toff's bracket, and I think that if we had like a certain amount of alums, even like dating back to, not to call Mr. Goffredo old, but dating back to Mr. Goffredo, pick a band, like 8 alums pick a band, or
I like
a
that.
Singer.
And by the way, a segue over to the bracket winner this year. Class of 2019 class president, Dom Santor, and Radio 2, 1, 2, and 3 grad, only got 2 wrong in the entire bracket, predicted the entire thing except for 2. And so congratulations to Dom on a great bracket, won the bracket challenge this year, so big shout out to Dom. I texted him immediately. He was asking me throughout, hey, how's my bracket looking? And I didn't want to tell him that we figured out that he had won the bracket in the final four, but we didn't want to tell them, so we kind of kept that on the down low. But I think an alumni region would be pretty cool. Mm-hmm. That'd be a lot of fun. It would require a lot of coordination as well with you guys in terms of touching base with what alumni do you pick?
We will be alums next year.
You got? Oh my God! It's so. Oh my! Stop it! Stop it!
Play the Radiohead right now.
Yep. Yeah. Should I get in the Radiohead? Should
please
I do
don't,
it? No, I'm not gonna do it.
No.
I'm not gonna
it's
do
raining
it.
Too.
I can tell that you're. Stop scrolling. I can see that you're scrolling, and
looking
I have a pretty good view about it.
It's raining too.
Oh yeah! Today's the perfect day for some Radiohead.
No.
Even better, the cover of Fake Plastic Trees.
Oh, it's just, it's fantastic.
No,
yeah, come on, come on.
Radiohead,
a 5 seed in our tournament, did not get out of the first round. They played Oasis. Like,
had Maddie bagged in the studio.
Yep, Maddie.
I've never
been.
Crying in the studio. Radiohead, I think, this is their second appearance in the tournament. I think they were in the first year's tournament, I believe, and did not get out of the first round. I'd have to look that up during our break. But well, if you want to listen to a good version of this, listen to the Jim Blossoms version of this. It's so good. everybody should be YouTubing this right now.
What are we looking up?
No, don't do it now because we're in the middle of a show. But later on, do it. But it's pretty good nonetheless. A bracket that I would like to see. I'd really like to see a rock and roll Hall of Fame bracket. Like artists, like big artists that have either we did a Sounds from the Grave region a number of years ago where they're like dead artists.
That'd be cool.
Which Kara's laughing, but I mean they're just artists that are dead. I mean we can't help that. But I think it would be kind of a cool region. Maybe a region of the current years and nominees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which would be kind of a cool region to do, because if you think about it, as I am going to try and look this up real quick, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 2021 nominees, you got some really, really good nominees in there, and it would be kind of a neat region to see who comes out of that, because the fans have a vote in it as well. So here's the inductee or the nominees for this year's induction to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So think of this as a bracket: Mary J. Blige, Kate Bush, Devo, Foo Fighters, Go-Go's, Iron Maiden, Jay-Z, Chaka Khan, Carole King, Fela Kuti, who I have no idea who that is, LL Cool J, New York Dolls, Rage Against the Machine, Todd Rundgren, Tina Turner, and Dionne Warwick. So you have to take 8 of those artists and put them, and then rank them. And I think the number one seed for me, obviously, would be the Foo Fighters. And then I think Jay-Z would be a strong 2.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know any of those artists except Jay-Z and Foo Fighters.
You should know a majority of these.
Oh, and Go-Go's.
The Go-Go's you should know.
I know them.
Yeah.
I just don't know anybody else.
That'd be fun.
I feel like it wouldn't be popular, though, because I don't even know who those people are.
Well, then that's part of the fun of this tournament, is that you would get a kind of a knowledge base. You would learn something about these artists that are obviously being nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for a reason. So that, I think that'd be kind of a cool...
feel like my dad would like that region.
I think anybody that's of my age would like that region, but I think it'd be kind of neat to see how it would pan out. So there's that. So what we'll do, we'll get off to a quick break, come back, we're going to bring the guys in. We got Tank and Mike Carney waiting in the wings, and we'll talk to them, find out how they felt their tournament experience went. I really want to break down with Mike how everything went. Ladies, awesome job on your tournament. So what we'll do, we'll play out Michael Jackson for the last time, as he's being
retired.
We're going to hang his banner up in the studio. We're going to make a banner and hang it up in the studio. That's what you do.
Can you put everybody's name on it, like Michael Jackson, and where he was in the tournament?
All right, listen, you guys design a banner. I'll print it up, and I'll laminate it, and I'll hang it up in the studio. I'll even frame it.
If you give me markers, I'll do it.
Done. Cool. Done and done. All right. Michael Jackson, pretty young thing. We're going to get off to a quick break here from the guys coming up right after this on the breakdown of the 8th Annual March Mayhem Music right here on Sterling High School Radio.
You know, you make me feel so good inside. I've always wanted a girl just like you. You're such a PYT. Pretty young thing. Ooh. Where did you come from, baby? And ooh, won't you take me back right away? Send me free.
8th annual March Mayhem of Music. Breaking it down for the final time, our final segment here on Sterling High School Radio. Rob Strauss, now joined in the studio by Tank, Mike Carney. That's, they're two separate people, by the way, just to let you know. Tank is, Tank, you should count for like three people. You're just that good. He's that good. Tank, part of the halftime show region, and Mike Carney, part of the Latin Flair region. We heard from Eric, your counterpart, a little bit ago. Broke down his thoughts on the tournament. That was Michael Jackson for the final time in the tournament with PYT, pretty young thing. We are retiring Michael Jackson from the tournament, effective immediately. His return is pending. We'll just leave it at that. He's just too good.
Conor McGregor, wait.
Yeah, I mean, what do you think? Yeah, I mean, this is your first time back in here, but what are your thoughts? Retiring Michael? I almost said Michael Jordan. He is kind of the Michael Jordan, though, if you think of it, of the tournament. Only he keeps winning.
But I mean, yeah, I understand about, like, not allowing him in the tournament anymore, but I feel like he's kind of going to have, like, one of that Conor McGregor kind of, like, fights, like, out of nowhere, he's going to pop back out again in like 3 years, 2 years from now, or in the future. And he's still going to have that same strength as he was having it now.
He's going to walk in with the swagger.
Yeah.
With that, you guys know what I'm talking about, right? You can't do that on radio, but the arm swagger.
He's going to be moonwalking into this tournament again.
Heck yeah. Mike, your thoughts on the tournament as a whole and your region?
For the first year having the Latin region of the bracket, I think it was pretty productive. I think overall it went pretty well and it went as expected. You got all your big names who made it far. A lot of people went unappreciated in this bracket, but I think that's, you know, reasonable considering the fact that, you know, you had big names like MJ, Harry Styles, Jackson 5, which don't know how that happened. But
I don't either. That's a mind blower to me.
It's sad that Bad Bunny didn't make it. I really was banking on it. Bad Bunny actually was just in WrestleMania. Don't know if you saw that.
Did not see that.
Yeah, Bad Bunny wrestled in WrestleMania.
Nice.
Bad Bunny was a wrestling fan his whole life. Actually made it to the big stream. He made a song about Booker T, which then progressed to him doing it on WWE. Then he actually wrestled in WrestleMania the other day.
Yeah, with what's called? The Last Person Wins, whatever it is.
It was a tag team match.
Yeah.
And he actually won. He wrestled in it, and he won.
Good for him. Look at that. A celebrity of wrestler and artist and Grammy winner.
I know, right?
I know that you were kind of upset when Bad Bunny lost.
I was very upset. I'm a huge Bad Bunny fan.
How did you think, what was the evolution of you guys becoming attached to your bracket? Was there a lot of, like, machismo, for lack of a better word, with you guys wanting your region to win?
I think it's just the fact that it was different. It's something different. It's something that's never happened before. I feel like it's something that, you know, surprised everybody who pays attention to this bracket. I really wish it went farther. I mean, I'm happy with how far, you know, it went, but I feel like we could have made the finals if we, you know. The issue is we just didn't have as broad of a audience as we need.
I agree. Last year we got through about a quarter of the tournament, and then obviously the world stopped. And John and Rid and Mason can attest to that on how hard they worked to get the tournament going. They did a couple shows at best, and then we all left for the spring thinking that we'd be back in a couple weeks, and then obviously not so much. So last year's tournament went unfinished. But that being said, everybody got their chance to their first chance to complete the tournament. I want to hear from some of the people at home that are at home for the first time. Mason is finishing up his first tournament ever. Mason, what did you take from this tournament and from last tournament that helped you in this tournament? Is Mason alive? Or anybody from Radio 2-3, Rid or Wiggles, you guys want to chime in on that one? Rid is going to fill us in here.
I think actually finishing a show in these 2 years that we've been trying to finish a show because Corona interrupted literally everything. I think it's amazing to see how far we went, and to actually finish it and see someone win this whole thing is actually a great feeling. Not only for radio, but just a good feeling personally. You know what I mean? Like, dang, we really came all this way and we finally got to, you know, pull through, and I think that's an incredible thing.
Yeah, and I agree. I think the challenges that we had this year were different. Obviously, we have a big audience. We have 7 people right now that are chiming in from home, and that's one of the obstacles that the host had to deal with this year, was dealing with that that remote audience and getting that remote audience involved. And for the most part, I don't think that anybody really knew, other than a couple of technical difficulties. Obviously, you can hear the difference from what we're doing here in the studio. Like, if Tank says something, or Mike says something, or I say something, you can definitely hear the difference between the 7 people that are at home. But that's one of the obstacles that we had to do, and you guys did a fantastic job with that. And it's just got to change with the times. Change with the times, everybody. Anybody at home, you want to put your hand up and get any final shout-outs, thoughts? Tank, your final thoughts.
So basically, going off of what Mike was saying, I really thought like the Latin Affair division was really cool. I mean, I wasn't even thinking about like how they were going to do this, how the output was going to come out. But I feel like they kind of had a little disadvantage going like into making it. Like, I just didn't see their bracket winning it at all with like some of the names. Like, I had no clue who half those people were until listening to the music. And most of the music was really cool. Like, just getting my music out there to see who was it. But I feel like if people would have knew more and listened more about them, heard what kind of facts Mike was saying about them, I could have really saw them going out farther than halftime show and British Invasion had. I feel like those two had like the main advantage of making it to the finals.
I agree. Michelle, you get the last word.
I just wanted to take a shout out for my brother Michael. He helped me with everything because he's been in radio, and it's really fun. And he was the one that suggested me to be in radio. And also, I remember you coming up to me saying, "You're going to be in radio class once you're in high school, right?" And I'm like, "Yeah."
Heck yeah. Mike's a goat. Shout out, Mike. Did a great job for our show. But guys, all around, great job on the tournament all the way around. Congratulations to Harry Styles, who's actually going to play us out here in this tournament. And congratulations to Dom Santor for winning the 8th annual March Mayhem of Music. I hope you guys enjoyed this tournament as much as I did. People at home did a great job. Everybody, hang in there. Have a great day. I hope you enjoyed the tournament. And here's Harry Styles with some Watermelon Sugar to play us out. The winners of the 8th annual March Mayhem of Music, right here on Sterling High School Radio.
Tastes like strawberries on a summer evening, and it sounds just like a song. I want more berries and that summer feeling. It's so wonderful and warm. Breathe me in, breathe me out. I don't. Watermelon sugar high. a summer evening, and it sounds just like a song. I want your belly and that summer feeling. I don't know if I could ever go without watermelon sugar.